Welcome back to Mental Health on the Farm. I'm Pam Yonke, a program brought to you by Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience with cooperation of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. We're focused in today on the challenges that farmers and farm families all across the United States face in trying to access mental health assistance and even getting that conversation started. Now, you might think that if you had a master's degree, say, in counseling, that handling the stress on a farm would come naturally. Well, let's travel to New Windsor, Illinois, and find out about that from Adrienne DeSutter. She does have a master's degree in counseling, and she is also a farmer's wife with no agricultural experience before you got married. Adrienne, tell me how your counseling experience has played in your farm-family relationship today.
It's so interesting because when people hear about that background, they sort of assume, you know, they must not have any stress. They must not have issues, or at least know how to deal with them the best way. And, you know, the thing is, we've got a lot of techniques and we've got a lot of, knowledge. But stress doesn't discriminate. Everybody has stress. Everybody has issues going on. And so when I married my husband, when I joined kind of the farm family and saw some of the stresses that he was under, not having come from a farm family, it was kind of an eye-opening experience. And I think sometimes when you're used to farming for your entire life, you don't realize just how much stress you're under, because that's just the way it always is. You know, it just kind of how you've grown up and how you've been raised and how you work. And so, we my husband and I have found a space here in the ag mental health realm, just sharing a little bit of our own story in that, you know, we recognized that there was stress going on and kind of brushed it off, kind of like I said, just said, well, this is the way it is because this is farm life. And unfortunately, we lost a family friend of ours to suicide. And when that happened, it was the biggest smack in the face to us to realize that, you know, that's too close to home. That's as close to home as it gets, you know, and we didn't want it to move any further. And we know that stress builds and builds and builds. And if you don't do something about it, it can lead to depression. It can lead to extreme anxiety and you know, all the different symptoms that those mental health conditions have. So so that was kind of our big moment for us to say it's time for us to take advantage of the knowledge that we have in mental health, do a little bit more to be proactive, and then share that with other farm families, because we know that we're not the only farm family going through stress. And we know that not everybody has the tools or the knowledge or, you know, even just the awareness to pay attention to this stuff. So that's kind of the path we've been on the last couple of years.
No. You said your husband and you full on in agriculture. How well received was that message to him? Was he ready to take time away from chores, away from the to-do list, to concentrate on that?
Even coming from a counseling background, it's still hard to be vulnerable. It's still hard to tell people what's going on in your own life because you don't want to be labeled. That's part of the stigma of mental health is, oh, well, you know, they're that couple that suffers from depression, or they're that couple that all they do is talk about stress. And the thing is we're more than that in our home, and we know that. We know we're more than just our stress or our mental health, and we need as an industry people to continue recognizing that so that we can become more open in sharing our truths, because when we do that, we fuel that connection. Every time I give any type of presentation or webinar or have a conversation, it just sparks more and more stories of people saying, yes, this is me, or, you know, I needed to hear this today. This gives me so much hope. And so that's kind of why we do it, even though it is uncomfortable. Sharing those truths, sharing those journeys and those ups and the downs is something that really makes a huge difference in farm families across the country.
You're listening to Adrienne DeSutter. She's a farm wife and a former high school counselor with a master's degree in counseling. They're farming in New Windsor, Illinois. All right, Adrienne, how do we get these conversations started? We have to understand that sometimes the people that we're targeting with our help might be a little resistant to the message.
Absolutely. And I will tell you what, that is a question that I get all the time. How do I help a resistant farmer? How do I help someone who doesn't want to be helped? And there are several ways to do that, but I will just say the most important thing to me, I know, and speaking from experience, because my husband, he's about as resistant as they come. So, you know, having those conversations regularly and checking in regularly without being naggy. This isn't, I'm going to tell you what to do and I'm going to tell you what needs to be done. But this is, I care about you. I don't understand what you're going through, but I want to be here to help you through it. The more you can make sure and check in with people and help them understand that you are a safe place for them when they are ready to seek some type of help, even if it's just a conversation, you know, you're a person that it's okay to do that with. So I think that's the biggest take-home message is we don't give up. We never give up. We don't have to be a nag about things, but we make sure that people understand that we want to listen and we want to help create solutions with them.
In your opinion, Adrian, I think that sometimes there's the assumption, well, I'll just think more positive thoughts. I'll talk my way or think my way or express my way out of this kind of thing. What's your thought on trying to just think positively and fixing yourself that way?
You know, I have a love-hate relationship with the term think positively because just like you're saying it, the word just, it implies that's all I have to do. You know, I just have to think positively. It's easy, right? When someone's feeling down, we say to them, oh, just look on the bright side. And that is about the most minimizing statement you could ever say to someone who is struggling because it's saying, you know, all you have to do is this simple tool. Well, you know, people have tried that. People with depression especially or people under extreme stress, you know, they try to look on the bright side sometimes, and it's just not that easy. So I think we have to be careful that we don't just try to act like this stress shouldn't be there or this negative thing shouldn't be there. You should just think about it on the positive side. What we need to do instead is say, this stinks, and I'm sorry you're going through this, and I can see where this would be difficult for you. And when you're ready to create solutions, let's talk about them. And then we can talk about the idea that, yes, there is good in your life. Even if these things are bad, there is some good there too. But we really have to make sure that that type of conversation comes when someone is ready to seek those types of solutions and those you know, changes in perception. So this is a message that sometimes seems very gloom and doom. When talking about stress, we're talking about heavy stuff. And the thing is, there's a lot of hope that comes along with this. You know, this has been a tough few years recently, but the good part of it is that it has allowed us to have these conversations and again, seek some solutions and help people understand how to better communicate with people that are stressed out. So I definitely think that, yes, it's a tough thing to talk about, but the good thing is that we're making progress. And the good thing is that each of us can find some hope in our lives and know that this can get better.
Just start the conversation. Thank you, Adrian. Adrian DeSutter, she's a farm wife herself in New Windsor, Illinois, and a former high school counselor with a master's degree in counseling, trying to make her way through these challenging conversations. I'm Pam Yonke. You're listening to Mental Health on the Farm, a special program brought to you by Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused, agricultural and educational experience with the cooperation of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment after these messages.
Ready to take your farm to the next level? Stop in your local Massey Ferguson dealer to learn more about the Massey Ferguson 8700 S-Series tractor. This high-performance machine puts the latest precision farming tools and up to 400 horsepower into a comfortable, easy-to-use package. Stop in or contact us at MasseyFerguson.us to learn more. Straightforward, dependable. Massey Ferguson.
A message from Jim Carroll, director of Your Soy Checkoff and Arkansas Soybean Farmer.
We've got a website out, Soy Health. If you see your family or a neighbor or something needing a little help, it's a resource you can go to. And we worked in cooperation with ASA to do this. And I think that it's very appropriate in the year we in.
Visit unitedsoybean.org/help. That's unitedsoybean.org/help.
Thanks again to Adrienne DeSutter from Illinois for sharing her insight and her personal story with us. In our next episode of Mental Health on the Farm, we'll hear from a young Kansas farmer who shares his powerful personal story of the steps he took to get help for himself and how that's helped him learn how to reach out to others. Remember, if you'd like to hear more on the subject of mental health on the farm and in rural communities, be sure to register for the 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic being presented digitally March 2nd through the 5th. A session entitled Mending the Stress Fence will take place online Friday, March 5th at 8 a.m. Central, brought to you courtesy of Farm Credit and the American Soybean Association. Access that digital version online by simply registering at commodityclassic.com. On behalf of Commodity Classic and the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, I'm Pam Yonke, saying thanks for listening, and please stay healthy, physically, emotionally, and mentally.